Early sowing of wheat can lead to several problems, from increased chances of insect or mite-transmitted viral diseases to decreased emergence due to high temperatures and its consequences on wheat germination of particular varieties and reduced coleoptile length. Wheat streak mosaic virus causes considerable damage to the Kansas wheat crop each year, primarily in the western portion of the state. In 2017, this disease caused a conservative $76.8 million in direct losses to wheat farmers, a loss of 19.2 million bushels of wheat. For this past growing season, however, tests show the disease showed up not only in western Kansas, but also in central Kansas. Wheat curl mites that spread wheat streak mosaic virus and other diseases survive the summer on volunteer wheat and certain other grasses. As those plants die off, the wheat curl mites leave in search of new plants to feed on. Early planted wheat is likely to become infested and thus become infected with wheat streak mosaic virus, high plains virus, and triticum mosaic virus. The wheat curl mites are moved by the wind and can be carried a mile or more before dying. So if wheat is planted early, make sure all volunteer wheat within a mile is completely dead at least 2 weeks before planting. For growers considering planting early, a good management consideration would be to select wheat varieties with resistance to the wheat streak mosaic virus and/or tolerance to the wheat curl mite. For more information on this devastating disease, download a packet of information at kswheat.com/WSMVpacket. As farmers begin making plans to drill winter wheat, we must stop the spread of wheat streak mosaic virus and related diseases. There are no effective ways to treat, so the only way to stop it is to prevent it through one or more of the following ways. The best way to prevent the spread of the wheat streak mosaic virus is to remove volunteer wheat and other grassy weeds. Volunteer wheat and other grassy weeds can be removed with herbicides or tillage, but it's absolutely essential to allow time for herbicides to work. Avoid planting early. Plant after the best pest management planting date, formerly known as the Hessian fly-free date. By avoiding planting early, Kansas wheat farmers can avoid times when wheat mite populations are the highest in late summer and decrease the interval between planting and fall freeze events. Plant varieties with moderate or high levels of resistance to wheat streak mosaic virus. At this point, there are no chemical options such as insecticides or pesticides that are effective at controlling the wheat curl mite. The best way to stop the spread of wheat streak mosaic virus is to control volunteer wheat at least 2 weeks prior to planting a new crop. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.